The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I had the craziest dream.
This is our entertainment now.
Dreams. Yes.
We just, dreams. Yeah, dreams. What in your dream happened?
So much. Was the, like, everything super crazy. I was on an island. I was at a St. Patrick's party, freaking out of people because they were too close to me.
How many of us were nude in your dream, Dave?
Yes, how many were nude?
No one nude.
Oh.
Bummer.
I know. But here's the kicker. Yeah. I died. It's the first time I've ever died in one of my dreams.
Oh, I've died a whole bunch of times.
I've never died in my dreams. I always heard you could not die.
Well,
in
you
dreams.
Die, usually you wake up.
Right.
You know, like you die and wait, you're about to die.
I get critically injured a lot.
Well, you can't walk.
Well, I'll get shot like three times and then I'll wake up.
Yeah, I get sucked up by a tornado.
All of it means something, not like, you know, like in a psychological aspect, it all means something.
It does. I looked it up this morning because I was so freaked out by it because I'm like, you're not supposed to die in your dreams. Am I really dying? Right. So I looked it up. But basically, it means like new beginnings.
Yeah, well, think about it. Yeah, you know, there's no bigger new beginning than right now. There is no bigger new beginning.
It's true.
We have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You
but
know?
So the weird part is, like, I don't really recall how I died. I just remember dying. I remember then trying to hug Amber and the boys, but I couldn't. Like, I was like a ghost. I was trying to, you know, I was hugging them, but they weren't there.
Oh, so that's interesting. So you legitimately, in your dream, passed away somehow.
Yes.
Were a ghost in your dream.
Yes.
Living like Patrick Swayze.
Whoa.
He was trying to hug people.
Yes, I was trying to hug, and I couldn't hug.
Right, you just go through them because you weren't really there.
That's Did they know you were there?
No.
No.
No, they were just talking normal family stuff.
Yeah.
That's a frustrating thing. In my dreams, a lot, like, I'll want to, like, punch somebody, but it's like I'm underwater and I can't get.
Yeah, that's a
common.
What I mean? Yeah.
Huh. Like, I'll be like, oh, man, I'm about to punch this guy in the mouth. And then.
Just can't do it.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, ah, God. I hate my brain, though. My brain's too sick.
I had my teeth all fall out in a dream the other day.
Mm. He's just stressed out.
Yeah, all my.
We have that dream all the time.
All my teeth fell out.
I never had that dream.
They were like sponge. It's really weird.
Oh, mine weren't sponge. Mine were just falling out for some reason.
Yeah, but they did. They were like, they fell out.
Well, Dave, on the bright side, I guess it's better now. You know,
you're
like
alive.
Real life is. Like,
yeah, real life's better than dying.
Than
right.
Your dreams.
Yeah, there you go.
That, you know, like you woke up and you're like, whew, okay. This is better.
Another common theme in my dream is, like, I'll always be running late to work, and then I can't find my car. Like, and it's like the whole dream is me trying
just
to
anxiety,
find my car.
It's just a high
but I
anxiety.
Think that's because I wake up, and then I fall back asleep, and I wake up. You know, and I wake up for work, and then I fall back asleep, and then my brain's like, I've created a movie in such a short time.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
So, yeah.
brains. You're sick. You're a sick man.
It was Freud who had a bit, he was big on dreams. It's like your unconscious mind.
Yeah, he was a mess, though.
It tells you a lot. But a lot of people study what he says, you know, or what he wrote.
A lot of his stuff was like you wanted to have sex with your mom.
Oh, wow. Dreams are
true. You hate your parents.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, you hate your father because you love your mom. Mm. You want to have sex with your mom. That's all Freud stuff. It's pretty whack. It's wacky.
It's wacky. Yeah.
He's got some wacky thoughts.
Yeah.
So, and the one final thing is it ended with my funeral.
Hmm.
So I'm at my own funeral, right?
Yes.
Paying attention. And Amber gets up and she's like, I just wanted to end with Dave's favorite song as we walk out. You guys, I was so angry. I'm like, how would she think this is my favorite song?
She didn't even know you.
Oh, my God.
She didn't even know you. I was so upset.
Foreigner!
That's twisted, dude.
That is twisted.
That's more twisted than anything Freud put up.
It's a nightmare. Because we all know it's really pony.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Exactly, James.
Exactly. You imagine going to Dave's funeral and they played pony there?
I would protest. This is not right.
James, if I pass before you, James, make sure they play pony at my funeral, okay?
I will make sure they play pony.
Even if it's you standing like John Cusack with a boombox outside, make sure pony is played.
Can you imagine being at a funeral and pony plays? Oh, my God.
Like, it would be funny. People are bawling. It would lighten things up.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I'd much rather that than friggin' cold as ice.
Did you hear that song at some point?
Cold of ice is always, listen, cold as ice is always in Dave's head because he sings that jingle to it. He has a jingle that we were talking about jingles yesterday and you could write your own jingle.
Is it that one?
No, but you did. You had another one that was to cold as ice, didn't you?
I did. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains it. Of course, so it would be a
somewhere
jingle
in my jingle files.
Yeah.
That would be an appropriate song to be played as some sort of jingle, montage of jingles.
Oh, yeah,
for Dave.
That's it. That's what you do.
Montage of jingles.
20 minutes of jingles.
That's what we're playing with the montage, like the in memoriam.
Oh, yeah, like off in the corner.
Up, you know, childhood photos, and they got all the different jingles from his childhood playing in the background. You know, there'll be pictures of Dave with his mom and, you know, Dave with his kids. And then all of a sudden, you know, one of the commercials he remembers, the apple cinnamon. Apple cinnamon.
Exactly. I want a pop, pop. I want a Shasta.
We'd all drink. We'd all toast you with some Shasta.
Yeah.
See, perfect.
It's the weirdest funeral.
I can't believe we're planning out Dave's funeral right now.
Yeah,
I know.
You know what? You never really get to with them around. So you can throw some input in there, Dave, you know, because if not, it could get totally wild.
Let's see. This is my funeral.
Give me a break. Break me off.
Okay, this is now what I've realized we need to do. Dave needs to record all the jingles being sung by himself.
Yes.
For his funeral?
Yeah.
And for our enjoyment.
Give it to a lawyer. Like, you write your will and everything. Say,
exactly.
This has to be played at my funeral.
See?
It's like my long lost brother here.
Or your son. Maybe.
We're all crying.
Yeah.
Our farmers.
You wake up all sweaty, man.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't wake up. I just wake up like breathing hard.
Yeah. Sometimes when I have like real vivid dreams, I wake up just like
your whole body was going through.
My chest is covered in sweat. I'm like, what? Jesus, what did I go through? Oh, I forgot about the Band-Aid jingle.
How could you forget about the Band-Aid jingle?
I just did.
I wanna be an Oscar.
This guy
is a jam.
This guy is something.
This is exactly what we need Dave to do.
He got 97
This guy deserves way more than 283,000 likes.
Yeah, 283,000.
Views.
Views.
He only has 1,000 likes. Only 1,000 people out of the 283,000 that watch it were like, okay, like.
Oh, no, yeah. Give him a like.
Oh, yes.
Every jingle. Then we're like, okay, enough.
Yeah. Right.
You go from crying to Jesus Christ. No. Can this be over? Goodbye, Dave.
Can't wait to hear him do the Adult Swim theme song.
Here's a couple of little knowledge nuggets for you here. I didn't know this. There are lefty and righty snails.
I didn't know that either.
And they can't mate with each other because their genitalia doesn't line up.
Oh, that's weird.
So you got to find the right lefty or righty.
Are snails, I think snails can become female or male.
I believe that snails can actually, in some weird way, impregnate themselves. I've had one snail.
Yeah.
Become like a million snails in one of my tanks.
I think their wiener is like a spike.
Oh.
And that's how they spike the other one.
Jesus. Oh,
but they can switch from male to female, I think.
Yeah, like if they have to.
And I think they can impregnate themselves.
Jesus.
Snails, man.
I know. Snails are a mess.
Snails. Man, I would have so many babies if you could impregnate yourself. Jesus, <please. laughs> I'd be like the woman with 20 babies.
Oh, wow.
I got nothing but time on my hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pregnant again! It's positive!
James had another kid today.
Yeah. Oh, he just keeps pregnant himself.
I can't stop talking to myself and get pregnant in time! Why am I so fertile?
Oh, thank God that's not.
You're spiking it.
Oh, I know, right?
Spiking
thank
hard.
God.
Andy had his 14th kid today, too.
I did. Yeah. I can't have too many, too, James. It sucks.
Oh, my God. We got to find a babysitter, Andy. Yeah, you got to get a daycare.
Getting
or
yourself pregnant thing is for the birds.
For a radio station, one of the biggest daycare center on the planet.
I'd have my own city. I'd have my own city.
Check down USA.
It's a good thing that can't happen.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
There's that can't happen.
That's Chuck Walkie.
Yeah.
That's the name of your city.
Yeah. It's modeled after Milwaukee.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is absolutely nuts. This guy climbed under a moving wine truck on the highway.
Amazing.
Unscrewed a valve and chugged wine as it was pouring out of the truck.
Wait a second, like a gigantic valve?
Yes.
Like the whole truck was full of wine. It wasn't like a trailer with a bunch of wine in it. It was like a milk truck.
Right, full of wine.
Oh, my God.
Like a tank of it.
Yeah, a tanker truck. A tank of wine.
Yeah, I might have a problem.
Oh, my God. But then you're hanging on underneath and you get bombed. That's not smart.
That's not good.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
Here's the story of how this played out. It's a nuts story out of Modesto, California, CBS 13. Let's take a listen here.
This suspect just uncorked what may be the wildest ride of any wine heist ever. The dashcam video from a tanker truck hauling bulk red wine on Highway 99 through Modesto first shows the suspect in a sedan putting his hazard lights on, directing the truck to the side of the highway. The truck driver pulls over, believing he may have a mechanical problem, only to see the man in the sedan get out, only wearing underwear.
Oh,
he runs
boy.
To the passenger side
oh,
of the
God.
Truck and out of view. As the truck driver pulls back onto the freeway, another onboard camera captures that suspect jump back
like
into
Terminator.
View, then on the back of the wine truck, with no shirt and no shoes, he rides on the side of the tanker. The video then shows him climbing underneath the truck.
Oh, my God.
Freeway speeds. That's when the driver noticed the dashboard gauge showing he was losing fluids. Hundreds of gallons of red wine. He called the CHP.
I listen to radio. I've listened to thousands and thousands of calls. This one's up there in the top 10.
The truck driver found the suspect, Gabriel Moreno, now under arrest, in an unusual position. Moreno had unscrewed a valve underneath the truck as it was moving up Highway 99. That sent the tanker's wine gushing and Moreno gulping as much as he could.
This individual is able to release the wine from under the tanker, and he placed himself underneath the tanker in such a manner, the best way to describe this is somebody doing like snow angels.
This Highway 99 red wine heist, big and bold, with a finish in handcuffs.
This individual got exactly what they were looking for immediately.
By the way, the trucking company says they weighed their tanker after this was all over and found that they'd lost about 1,000 gallons of wine, most of it ending up on Highway 99. That's enough to fill about 5,000 red wine bottles.
Wow.
Do you think he was, like, this was his suicide mission? What a way to go out, huh?
He's like, I'm doing it. Today, I'm going to drink from a tanker. While it moves.
Just my underwear.
In my underwear. Barefoot. I love wine.
I was thinking to myself, okay, the truck must have pulled over at some point, right? Like, he didn't keep driving with a guy just underneath his...
No. Eventually, they said it did, yeah.
Right. And then he just laid underneath the cascading wine like he was doing snow angels and drinking it.
Yeah. Yes.
That guy loves wine.
Oh, my God. Really loves he wine. Loves being drunk, guys.
I just wonder if it was pre-planned, like he knew it a tank to be, was going right? to be
it
leaving.
Was it spontaneous?
He pulled it over.
Listen, they don't label those. It doesn't say, like, winery on the side. It would just be, like, a generic, most of them are. Anyway, just generic trucks, like you see in the background there.
Yeah.
So he would have had to follow it as it left the winery.
That's what I mean. Like, he knew
he
something.
Plan.
He had
it was a
plan.
Whole plan.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink a lot of wine for free. Yeah. And then he pulled it over. He made it pull over. And then as it was like, and took off, he jumps on, undoes the spigot, and is just bathing in wine.
Incredible. Wow. My favorite criminal of all time.
He's that wild friend, you know? Like sometimes if you have a wild friend.
You're talking to him at the thing with the phone, like, and you're like, dude.
What are you doing?
How'd you even cook that up, bro? How'd you even cook that up?
You're like, call him. You're like, man, you know, I mean, the rest of us have all grown up. We've all moved on. People have families and stuff, but you're still climbing under tanker trucks. Yeah. You know, maybe it's time for a change, bud.
You're right, man. You're right.
You're doing wine snow angels, man.
Wine's not even that good.
Yeah, we did that when we were 20, man.
You're a 45-year-old man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 39. At 39 years old, he's still like chasing after wine trucks to get some free drinks from the bottom.
I've never seen anything like that. And the thing is, so he pulled that truck over and then he gets out and you can see the truck driver realized that, oh my God, this guy's just in his underwear. I've got to get the hell out of here. And he did. He like put it in reverse and then he tried to take off, but...
Like, see ya, and then there he is.
Guy's like, no.
When he's running to catch up and jump on the truck, it's just like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
When the dude's running with the hook arms. Wild.
But that, although the cams on the truck caught the guy climbing up, the truck driver didn't see that.
Oh.
He had no idea the guy was attached.
So he pulled over then.
He only knew when the wine was disappearing.
Yes.
Right.
That's it.
He saw that
there was a warning saying that he was losing fluid.
Oh, okay, because I thought he was holding his phone and recording his mirror.
No, those were like truck cams, like dash cams from the truck.
Oh, like that makes sense. It probably helps him back up into different tight spots.
So he had no idea this guy was hanging underneath the bottom of that truck drinking wine.
Oh my God.
As he was driving down the freeway. Man. He just realized they were losing liquid.
1,000 gallons of wine.
1,000 gallons, 5,000 bottles total lost.
I hope for whatever winery it is, it's like a Boone's Farm.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it's Modesto.
Yeah, it's probably a little
nicer. They didn't identify the
you never know, but I don't think it's...
That's the craziest wine crime there's ever been.
There's not a lot of wine crime. Not like that. Not on that kind of scale.
Yeah, they just named the trucking company, but they don't name the winery they were hauling the wine for.
Who knows? By the end of the year, this might happen to me.
Okay, what kind of truck would you be wanting to, like a tequila truck? What are you going to target?
Oh, tequila truck would end poorly as I fell off right onto the highway and got ran over by six other cars.
Well, I feel like if any of us try this move, like, I don't know how he stayed.
It's amazing he's alive.
Yeah, I don't know how he's
alive. He's in his underwear.
Yeah.
Unless it doesn't take that long to lose 1,000 gallons.
Well, I think once it pulled over and it was still spilling out, the guy wasn't going to go near him. Mm. So I think like it was just pouring on him.
I so wish they had a picture of him just head to toe covered.
Yeah.
I know.
He probably died. It probably changed the color of his skin. He was doing snow angels in it.
That's probably why he's in his underwear. Doesn't want to ruin his clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I never thought of it. He's got a full plan.
Yeah. If it was a red wine. Was it a red wine?
It was a red wine, yeah.
It doesn't take that much wine to get you just annihilated.
No.
Oh, my God. Especially, I mean, he's probably a professional at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for me, who barely drinks wine, when I do, I'm like, whoo.
You're like, how much wine can you really sit and drink?
Not much.
I mean, if it's pouring out at a disastrous pace.
Again, if you're an alcoholic, a lot.
Yeah.
But for, you know, the everyday Joe, a couple of glasses and.
Yeah.
Augustus Gloop.
Makes my boxers fall off.
Yeah, I just start to cry and. Super emotional.
Yeah, it's a real emotional.
Huge headache the next
day.
Headache. Oh, my God.
Wine.
Yeah, I don't really like wine much.
Red tea.
I wish I liked it more. I really do.
I like other wine, but red is rough on me, personally. Mm.
No, I'm the same. I love it, though. I really like drinking it, but I feel so crappy the next day, like sinuses and headache and bleh. His mugshot, if you want to see this guy, he's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out there, this incredible next-generation wino. He's pretty amazing. A wanted British man who hid in the bushes in an attempt to evade police blew his cover when he farted.
Oh, hold it in there.
Yeah, no, no, don't.
Probably one of those nervous farts, right? Some people get that.
That's terrible.
Aren't there people, isn't that a thing, like nervous farts? Like you get so worked up, you...
I hope not. I mean...
I think it is. I think it's actually what it's called.
Probably.
I grew up with a guy who would fart every time he'd get aroused. Oh. He'd be looking at, like, dirty magazines, and he'd start cutting farts all the time. I'm like, dude, like, can you stop farting? You're really ruining the experience here of these
activated.
Breasts. Yeah, something got activated.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It's terrible. That's really terrible looking back.
It is caused by stress. Some people experience some symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, which includes excessive farting when they're stressed.
My God.
Some people may also engage in habits that cause excessive farting when they're stressed, like smoking, chewing gum, eating sweets, or drinking alcohol.
Yeah, I get all that. But
you get the stress farts?
But, you know, I mean, like, I don't fart in here. You know what I mean? I hold
really
it in. So if I'm
out,
like,
though.
Yeah, well.
How are you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, it's good then that you don't do that.
You know?
Yeah.
Realizing cops were on the scent and were closing in, the suspect fled into a wooded area in Nottinghamshire.
Yeah.
His location remained a mystery until they heard a noise that alerted them in a certain direction. A noise, they said, quote, believed to be the sound of someone breaking wind.
Wow.
He was arrested alongside another suspect found hiding behind a fireplace in a nearby house. One of the pursuing officers said, I was almost out of wind running, but luckily the suspect still had some wind in him. I heard him let one rip, and I followed the noise to a bush. Nottinghamshire police say a 35-year-old man arrested, and a 30-year-old was also held.
Well, I will say this. It's much easier for me to hold a fart in, like right now I'm holding one in. Sitting down. But if I got into like a catcher stance where I was like crouched down,
squatting
down in a bush, I could see it probably becomes a lot harder.
Yeah.
But I don't run and hide in bushes, so thank God for that.
I don't think we did a story last year too where a fart gave a criminal away. It's the new thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't do crime.
Yeah, your butt will betray you.
They will. I'm as good as caught.
It's too bad.
I'd be real worked up.
Yes. Missouri police locate suspect, a loud fart gave him away. Law enforcement officers in Missouri managed to capture a man wanted for possession of a controlled substance after he gave away his position in an unorthodox way. He farted loudly with enough volume to get police officers looking for him.
Man.
The second time in less than a year, farts have given away criminals. Watch your asses.
Yeah.
You can blow your own cover.
You have to know how to make it silent.
Yeah,
there are ways.
Well, that's right. Chuck has told us many ways. But if you didn't have access to some of the materials,
yeah,
you
be
use,
hard
right?
in a bush or whatever.
That's the problem.
Helps too.
Yeah.
Put the fabric right over the trap door.
There are people that are texting saying they do get nervous farts all the time.
Hmm.
Like it's a problem for some folks.
That's no good.
I don't get that. Can you imagine? Like, is there be certain situations, like if you're on a roller coaster and, you know, like things that raise your...
Well, no one can hear on a roller coaster.
Yeah, well, that's
they can smell.
Yeah, well, not for long, though. I mean, you're moving
wind.
So fast.
There's wind, man. You're like...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll fart like a maniac on a roller coaster. Get all your farts out while you're on there.
Well, you can't hear,
no. You can't hear them, and who can say it was me?
Right.
You know?
And you're zipping by. I mean, the fart, you're going to separate yourself from that fart quicker than you ever.
Yeah.
Scream to cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real evil person is like the person who farts at the beginning, like
when you're
pulling
waiting.
Back in.
Or
no,
you're pulling
when you're,
back
like, you're pulling
in.
Back in and you let it
seems
rip.
Seems like it would be before.
You're in the nervous. Front.
Yeah.
Everyone goes through your cloud.
Adam's with us in Tampa. Adam, are you a nervous farter?
Yeah, I was in court in Tampa here, and I was going for a driving charge, and I accidentally farted in front of the whole courtroom, and everybody stared at me, and I actually said, oh, it wasn't me.
They knew it was
you. Yeah,
throw the book
tell.
At you.
Yeah, they did.
Your sentence. Yeah. Judge Lisa with her gavel would have been like, order.
Yeah.
Life in prison.
Yeah.
Did you just fart?
Contempt.
He got life for a parking ticket.
Yeah. But he farted in front of Judge Lisa.
Yeah, Judge Lisa does not mess around.
It probably echoed through that courtroom, too, if you're sitting on those wooden benches and get called up and all quiet and
it would rattle him.
Everybody on that bench feels the vibration.
Yeah.
That's how they knew it was him.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
They pinpointed it. I felt it come from the left. I felt it come from the right.
Oh, no.
It's him.
I was sitting in between you guys. I swear I didn't fart.
This guy said he suffers from thunderous sleep farting. Says total turnoff.
Thunderous.
Thunderous sleep farting.
Have to fart in my sleep. I don't think there's any question that I
there's a big
fart
debate, right?
Sleep.
Like, some people say that it's impossible.
You have to kind of wake up a little bit to do it, which you might.
Yeah, but you know what? This is funny. Thankfully, it doesn't happen very often. But so Lisa turned me on to this air purifier thing years ago, right? So I was looking for something for our bedroom, and I got it. And so I may have released some gas.
Yeah.
But what woke me up was the air purifier kicking into high gear.
So it realized, because you have said that the dog farts.
Would activate it. Yeah,
so that increase. Does make some sense.
It does, right?
A
couple of times it's
loose.
Woken me up and it's been in the red. It goes to like red. It's like yellow, orange, and red.
Yeah.
You guys have a device that sucks the farts out of the air?
Yeah, they do. They do.
You have a dog, you have to have one.
They have a fart sucking device.
You guys in your gadgets.
Auto, it's a like a robotic fart sucker.
Dude, Dave's basically the Iron Man.
I know. But you gotta remember.
He has so many gadgets.
That Lisa found it first.
Yeah, no, Lisa's Iron Lady. I just followed Iron Lady.
Jeez.
Never forget. Yeah. Lisa found it first.
Yep.
But yeah, she would say.
I was looking. She's like, oh, Dave, here, get the QX47.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best one. I should research them all. It's the best one on the market.
Wow.
So
It's fart activated.
Well, that blows me away. Like any kind of, it can tell that something doesn't smell great.
Oh. Oh, it's nuts. So like if Amber's cooking downstairs and it's very pungent, I'll hear it fire up upstairs because it's, you know. It's
trying to clear the room out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
God.
I have like an air purifier, but it's got no bells and whistles. It's just I have to turn it on if I ever really
I'm just living in never my own farts, on. Man. Just living in farts and spice.
The fart sucker 5000.
Farts and spice from my cooking.
I know.
Farts and spice.
Farts and spice. The Andy Green story.
Farts and spice. Like everything nice.
This should be Andy's cookbook. Recipes of the green beans.
Yeah. This food is guaranteed to give you farts, but also be spice. Quite spicy.
Spicy ones. The kind that have heat to them.
Oh, yeah, so man, I assume, I can't confirm, but I assume when I've woken up and it's been in the red that I've released some gas.
Yeah. Jameson's not in the room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes he has been, so it could have been him.
Could be his little farts.
Well, what's funny?
I'm sure he can.
Oh my God. Well, this is the thing that's wild. So Hershey, he would fart like every once in a while, but he's such a good boy.
He's not a big farter.
That I think he takes it outside.
Really?
Like I think he.
I mean, Molly's really great, but she's.
I know.
I'm
telling you, you never ever would smell. Hershey's farts. He barely farts.
And he eats so many different things.
Yes, but I think he just goes outside. And then he's like, I just don't want to upset anybody. But this little dog cuts them loose and they're terrible.
Oh, no.
They're terrible. And it's a tiny little half a wiener dog.
Yeah. Oh, well, Jameson's only 15 pounds.
I know.
Oh, my God. It smells like a
salmon. I'm like, imagine how much gas Hershey's at, like 110 pounds of just fat ass.
Sometimes in the night, I flip over and I'm laying on my stomach.
Yeah.
And little Billie Jean Green will sleep in the small of my back with her face right by my butt.
Oh, well, that's her own fault.
And I know I blasted her a couple times because I felt
she
her be
care,
like,
though, right?
Well, she'll get up and be like, that's
will.
A bit much.
That was a filthy bastard.
That was a bit much, Dad.
Yeah.
That's a bad area to be in.
I'm like, you're in the blast zone, biddies. It's your fault. You can wiggle. You don't have it because she's like right above it. Like, it's like, I'm like, Jesus, you're
like
taking
her pillow.
Take a real risk. Right by my butthole.
I'm always in the blast zone with Molly. Like, I'm laying on the couch and her ass is like right there by me. And I'm like, here we go. I'm like, oh.
No.
It's the worst.
It is the worst. It's so the worst.
Hershey's such a weird dog that the couch, you know, if you want to sit down and watch TV, it has like one of those pull up, like, oh, you hide your remote controls in there. It's like a little area like you could armrest type of thing. He will sit on top of that, like being in the chair next to you isn't close enough. He's like, I'm gonna sit on your armrest just way up here, so his butt would be like right up, you know, it would be higher. But he doesn't he just doesn't fart.
That's great.
You looked out, dude.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, remember the story from the other day about the five-year-old kid that was busted? He stole his parents' car. 5 years old, stole his parents' car and took it for a ride. When they pulled him over, he told them he was on his way to buy a Lamborghini.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had $3 in his wallet.
Yes.
Well, now, this to me seems like the worst punishment. He got to go for a ride.
There you go. Teach him.
Lamborghini.
Agree. That's a bad. Like, he's teaching him it's okay to steal a car.
Right.
You get
not a way
rewarded.
To do it. But let's get the story here of how this panned out from Fox News. Let's take a listen. If we can. Hitting play. It is not play.
Yep.
Oh, son of a mother effer.
We need to see it.
You saw me hit play. It just went. Oh, no. Get out of town here.
I'm sure it'll play now.
This is working great.
Here we go.
5-year-old Adrian's doing a few more chores around the house. His family keeping an eye after he stole their
SUV.
That's
a big 5-year-old, right?
Yes.
He's never done something like this.
He's like,
his sister Sydney was watching him on Monday. When she fell asleep, the kindergartner grabbed the keys and got behind the wheel. His destination, California, for a Lamborghini with $2.
For real?
He
looks 28.
He wanted to go to California to buy one.
but like we never thought it'd be the next day.
With his feet barely reaching the pedals,
hey, this little kid's wild.
Adrian made it 3 miles before a UHP trooper pulled him over on I-15.
It's like he planned everything, which is crazy.
24 hours later, Adrian's dream car drove to him instead.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Impressed by the 5-year-old's determination, Jeremy Nevis drove up from Orem to meet the fellow Lambo lover.
I don't want to condone kids taking cars and getting in trouble or breaking the law, but the success principles that he displayed were magnificent to me.
Adrian spends hours watching Lamborghini videos online, but this is the first time he's been inside a real one.
Go fast.
We'll go fast.
Grateful that no one got hurt by Adrian's adventure.
I'm just thinking how dangerous that is.
Oh, because there's no seatbelt.
No. Explanation. She's like lost of words.
Fulfilling a 5-year-old's dream. But also keeping him away from the car keys.
What 5-year-old cuts the grass?
So many things about this story that are blowing my mind.
He looks like he's 8 or 9.
Yeah,
he's something.
First
like,
of all,
he's not 5.
He's in the body of a 10-year-old, but he's 5. They swear he's 5 years old. He's cutting the lawn as his punishment. I've never seen a 5-year-old cut the lawn before.
Wow.
They let him take that guy shows up with a Lambo. I'm like, hell no, he's not getting in your car. He's punished. He stole our car. I don't care. He's not going for a ride in your Lambo, stranger. Right. And then not only do I let him go in the car, I give his sister the chance to go with him, and neither of them are wearing seatbelts as this guy's
holding
speeding.
Him.
And she's holding him. She's a human seatbelt. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work.
He's a human shield. They would have been fine. They would have been fine.
That's crazy.
Right. Either big.
Yeah.
Big
it's deal. That's a family that eats.
That's the last time that kid's got about 3 years and he'll never be able to get into a Lambo again.
Yeah. He's well on his way.
Yeah.
He's well on his way.
He's a morbidly obese 5-year-old.
How do you let a 5-year-old cut the grass?
I don't know.
I'd let him cut the grass. I mean, I would. I'd be like, get out there and cut the grass. You're a grown ass man.
At 5, I had one of those little fake things. You know, do you see those fake
things? Get out there and cut the lawn, you 15-year-old.
Yeah. You were never allowed real lawn, like blades. There's blades on that thing. He's 5.
Hey, remember, there's blades under there. Now get to work. He's big.
Yeah.
He's just as big as Ron.
5 in his mind.
I bet when he cries, he's like, It's like deep voice.
Right.
Oh, no, he's crying again.
He's just 5.
Who's that crying?
He's 5.
That's a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm 5.
Yeah, that's no.
What?
Yeah, I'm 5-year-old.
Oh, my God.
So,
I want to go outside, buddy.
Even though he's been mowing the lawn and whipper snappering or whatever you call it.
Yeah, weed whacking.
Things are about to get more exciting for this 5-year-old. An unnamed company in California is now going to fly him out to drive a Lamborghini on their track under supervision. So he's going to actually get to drive a Lamborghini.
But you have to understand, this is all just because it's a great marketing thing for some plays.
Yes. No, how is that? That's not. No. I hate you for doing that. I'm not proud of that company. I don't think they're doing a great thing.
We'll all show the video. We'll all show the video when this chubby little sucker gets in there and is racing around the track.
What are you teaching kids?
Especially when he crashes.
The wrong thing, Lisa. Wait.
We're not teaching kids anything anymore.
Oh, you
want
to drive a Lambo?
You
stole a car? Oh.
What else? What other chores is this beast doing? He's like,
Let's remember, as soon as
your welding's done, you are going to go inside.
He works. Give this kid a break. He's got a job. He makes his own money. And he didn't steal the car. Technically, he just borrowed his parents' car. He's only 5.
They show
but
other
he's
footage.
20.
They show other footage of him. He's fixing a sink.
Yeah. What are you doing? Hey, you gotta get that sink done. Did you see how he manhandled that lawnmower?
Yeah.
Like he was like,
like a pro, better than I do.
Yeah. I know.
He's probably sharpening axes and stuff. He's got a grinding wheel on the back.
Wheel.
He's sharpening swords and axes. And
Adrian, get on the roof. Fix a couple of those roof tiles.
He's been up there. He's been up there many times.
Did you get your bulldozing done?
Yeah. got a real bulldozer.
He's not your typical five-year-old by any means, but still, we're sending the wrong message. Yes. When not only does he get to ride in a Lambo, he's going to get to drive a Lambo on a test track by himself. Man, that's stupid.
Rewarded him for it.
If I'm telling you, even if I took my 13-year-old and sat him in a car, there's no way he touches the pedals. There's no way.
No.
This kid's definitely just as tall as my kid.
I think we're going to find out later that they're lying about his age.
I think so, too.
I feel like it might. I feel like it might.
Someone questioned that, and I guess they had to identify him to the cops. Like, they had to show his birth certificate and stuff.
Whoa.
He's a monster. He's a God-blessed monster. Sign him up right now.
Yeah, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I guess they had to prove that he wasn't, like, he couldn't be charged, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was underage.
You got to be, like, almost like a toddler age or something.
The cops didn't believe it either.
Yeah, they were like, look at this kid's 36.
Well, did you see the footage of him pulling over? He pulled over like a pro. And first of all, he knew to pull over for the cops?
They probably were screaming it. They probably were saying it.
This kid's a superhero.
Is he brilliant, Lisa? I don't know. It's a great question. Is he a brilliant, chubby little
kid? Can I tell you? No.
I don't think so. No. But
he did pull over, though.
He did pull over. Where was he going?
The Lambo.
He knew exactly where to go.
He was driving. He put it in the GPS. He had to go to California.
He used his phone. He has a phone.
He's downstairs at demoing our basement right now. He's like, he's got a sledgehammer. He's like,
taking down walls in one shot. I remember the initial story, though, that he pulled over, but he did not know how to put the car in park. So he pulled over and just held the brake, and the cop came over and put it in. So he didn't know everything about driving. You know, but at the same time, all he watches are Lamborghini videos on YouTube, and
is it in a game? Can you race Lambos in a game? Like, is it?
I'm sure you can. GTA? I don't know how many games show you how to start a car, how to
like Grand Theft Auto.
Gear.
It doesn't do anything.
No,
like that.
You just throw
cars that might look like Lamborghinis that you can steal and drive around. There's nothing Lambo specific that I can recall.
You just throw a guy out of there.
I'm going to take this kid and enter him in like a five-year-old arm wrestling league or something.
Oh, my God. He'd
wreck everybody.
He throws a lawnmower around like it's nothing.
Can we see him cut the grass again? Do you have that
please.
Video?
Did you get rid of it? No, I'll bring it up.
But I mean, he's using the lawnmower like he's been cutting the lawn for years. Like blindfolded.
Oh, absolutely. There's no way. I honestly, if I sent my 13-year-old out now to mow the lawn, he wouldn't do it as good as
this.
There's no way.
No, this kid's a beast.
5-year-old
mowing the lawn.
That's not the impressive part.
Okay. Do a five now.
Keeping an eye after he stole their SUV. He's never done something like this.
He does it towards the end.
One day, when she fell asleep, the kindergartner grabbed the keys and got behind the wheel. His destination, California.
Take my hat, Mom.
He's always said that he wanted to go to California to buy one, but like we never thought it'd be the next day. With his feet barely reaching the pedals,
he didn't talk on the news at all. Huh?
I'm not sure he knows how to speak yet.
He's very silent. He's scary silent.
On I-15, it's like he does everything, which is crazy. 24 hours later, Adrian's dream car drove to him.
I want to know what this guy's all about.
I'm so glad you're here.
That's what I thought too.
5-year-old's determination. Jeremy Nevis drove up from Gorham to meet the fellow Lambo lover.
I don't want to condone cars and getting in trouble or breaking the law, but the success principles that he displayed were magnificent to me.
Adrian spends hours watching Lamborghini videos online, but this is the first time he's been inside.
But think about Dave's kid when he was five.
We'll go fast.
Grateful that no one got hurt by Adrian's adventure, his family overcome with emotion because of a stranger's generosity.
Here it comes. Watch him manhandle this lawnmower.
He's gonna mow.
There it is. Wait.
And it even gets better.
That's crazy.
It is. It's unbelievable. But way to punish your kid for doing something really bad. Give them a couple of life-changing experiences in a Lambo.
They even put him in there like, hey, get out there and cut the lawn in sandals. Mm. Yeah.
He's in sandals.
Yeah.
He's in sandals.
Yeah. Safety is not first with this family.
No.
No.
They don't wear seatbelts. They don't wear regular shoes cutting the lawn.
He wears
They're
the same size sandals Dave wears.
Size 14 feet like me.
It's like the guy from Dave's secondhand shop. He's got Dave sandals on. Cutting the grass.
Hey, I used to own those.
Yep. Dave has his exact fashion.
Okay, let's not go crazy. I'm a chubby 5-year-old Latino.
Oh, man.
Yep, so there you go. 5-year-old, watch out for him. He's got to be on the road soon in his own Lambo. A court in Nebraska has ruled that a guy who blew off a bunch of fingers when he was playing around with fireworks at work should not get workers' compensation.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
So that's like if I was playing with fireworks at the radio station, you know, and blew my foot off.
I'd
be so mad at you if you did that.
I would, Lisa. Dave, you need a foot, you idiot.
You just blew your foot off.
Okay, but what if Dave does some, it's like Dave is doing the throw firework challenge and he puts James out there in the court and throws a firework and it's everything's supposed to go fine, but it ends up blowing off James' hand.
Oh, no.
Right?
Well, no, because technically he's doing that for work.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So as long as you're doing something at work.
For work.
Even if it's as wild as a outside, Dave's going to shoot you with a paint gun.
Oh, yeah.
Challenge where he's going to put open wounds on your body.
Yep.
It could happen.
It was a good shot. I trusted Dave. Got me right in the nuts.
Yeah, he did.
But he was wearing a cup. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, he was smart enough to wear a metal cup.
Right in the mommy daddy button. He got
him. He was super smart to wear a metal
after he nailed me in the thigh and the chest.
Yep.
Yes.
And the blind woman who he was going up against and defeated in the competition didn't hit me once.
No, well, it was
I never would have lived it down if I didn't defeat a blind woman.
Yeah. So much harder for her to hit, James.
You know,
having no idea where you were.
But come on, third shot, I hit the target.
Yeah, that was
great.
That was
really good. And then the gun went off a bunch of times afterwards.
Yeah, I shot the ground six times.
A few extra.
Pop. He was so excited.
Yeah, we had to tackle him.
Everybody ran.
We had to tackle him.
Thank goodness Ken was on duty.
Yep. That was the craziest day ever.
Yeah, it was.
When we break it down, I realize now how crazy that was. And Dave challenged a blind woman to a shoot-off.
Yes. Yep.
When you put it like that.
It's never happened before.
I mean, it's when you really break it down,
I called her like, man. I think I called her like a blind bitch at some point. I listened back to that. And I said, like, God, Dave, what is wrong with you?
Yep, you were like, I'm going to beat this blind bitch. And then we did a blind person shoot off on a human target.
Yeah, we did. Or Dave did.
We did.
Yeah, Dave did.
Yeah, James and I did. Yeah, it was a weird day. When you say it like that, I
had fun. You know, the woman that was in the competition enjoyed herself. She had a good time. Thanks for listening. You're still listening.
Yeah, she is. She tweeted us the other day.
Oh, okay.
I still remember the sound of that paintball hitting James' cup.
Pshink.
Yeah.
And we all went, yeah!
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. I was ready.
Unbelievable.
I was braced for pain. I'm like, where's it going to hit? Where am I going to bleed from next?
How Dave, dude, he didn't have like any gun safety.
No.
Like,
none.
He was like,
none.
He was like, whoa, hey, everybody. Everyone's ducking down. I was like, oh, my God, because I had to be in here.
Oh, there we got the video of it.
There it is.
Video of it. We'll have to put this up on our YouTube page soon. YouTube.com/DaveAndChuck.
Blind shootout challenge.
Yeah. Oh, poor James. Look at James about to be shot to pieces.
Is this the end? Has it been done already? Did I already shoot you? I think so.
Yeah, I think he's shot because his chest is bleeding.
Yeah, you can see the blood on my thigh and the blood on my chest.
Oh, so where do I want to get to the point
what a weird day.
It was. Oh, man.
I don't know how you're a good shot at all, but.
Target of our shooting challenge. Oh, anytime you're ready, Trish.
James has got balls of steel.
Oh, did I hit him?
Oh, that was off the thigh.
He didn't
contact his thigh.
That's cooking.
And that's not me.
Dave, you
just
have
think of it,
to.
Dave, just think of it as payback for all the times you had to see my ass in a thong. Okay, it's on. Then. Give me that gun.
Oh, the
My kneecapped him first.
You're not as good a shot as you think.
Just had to get my sight on.
I forgot I got him.
Oh, I kneecapped him. Oh,
no. Oh,
shoot. Oh, no.
That's
one of my
shoes. Okay, here we go. James, round two.
Here we go.
Oh, God, James.
Oh, oh. Oh my God. So I'm just trying to find my spot here.
Went low, yeah, yeah. High. Yeah.
I got to go take a shower.
Dave, you have the worst shot ever. One more shot. I got the nuts. Get the nuts, Dave. Get the nuts.
Oh, yeah, and he did. I got it. It was like a spittoon.
It was.
I got him in the nuts.
I got him in the nuts. Bit.
Look at him running.
Oh, and that's what I shot. We were shot.
This Ken saved the day. Ken saved the day.
He was pointing at people. But it was, he almost shot the blind woman. He almost shot Trish.
Yeah.
I did. I almost shot.
Go back and let's see just how dangerous this scene devolves into. He hits the nuts.
Look at it. I got him in the nuts!
You did.
Yes! Oh, I shot again!
Well, look at him pointing at him! Ken's like, I gotta get that goddamn gun away from him. He does. He wrestles it away from him.
He
disarms him.
He rushes in.
He scolded you. It almost looked as if he was like, "Give me that goddamn gun."
He gave
me
a death stare.
He didn't want you to shoot the blind lady.
Well, Ken, at the time, Ken was just barely thinking he was going to hang on because we were asking him for a vagina wall and all sorts of things.
Yep. Yeah, it was a big year.
Butthole bus,
and it was a big year.
I got one thumbs down.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
That is weird.
Hey, I can tell you
there's an
album.
Give it another one, yeah.
Oh, I just disliked it, too. I gave it two thumbs down.
That's somebody who listens to the former show, I bet.
Yeah, I was going to say, not everyone likes this.
Oh, that's a nice comment. Never let Dave near a real gun. He goes full jihad when celebrating.
Just gunfire everywhere. Half the party's dead.
Ken disarming him is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I know, I forgot all about like that.
He said, give me that gun!
He does. He definitely scolded
one more
you.
Shot. I got the nuts! Get the nuts, Dave! Get the nuts!
That's probably the most relieving sound I ever heard that morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I shot again!
James is screaming, get the gun away from him.
Never in my life did I think I'd ever scream that about someone or somebody.
Get the gun away from Dave! We're all gonna die!
Yeah, the blind lady has no idea what's going on.
No.
And Dave is firing shots at her feet.
Dance, blind lady, dance!
He called her a bitch. I hit him in the nuts, bitch.
No, but before that, I also...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow, back to the story that started this all.
Yes.
The Nebraska man, court just ruled when he set off fireworks in his hand in the warehouse, which had nothing to do with his job as an over-the-road truck driver.
Right.
That he should not get compensation pay for that.
Yeah.
So they dismissed the case. Yeah, they say it was solely personally related, had nothing to do with his job.
He'd being a dumbass.
Yeah.
You don't get benefits for that.
Yeah, he ended up getting blast and powder burns to his stomach, crotch, and hands, and had to have several fingers amputated.
Mm. What state was this in?
This was in Nebraska.
Nebraska. I bet they have PSAs there, and it's like, everybody in Nebraska loves fireworks, you know, and we just want to remind you not to blow your face off, your fingers off, and all that.
He must have grabbed it and held it.
Yeah.
Like it burst in his stomach area.
Or he was getting ready to throw. I don't know.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.